This is The Morning Rush with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA. Be a part of the conversation. Text us at 580-580. Please include your name and where you're texting from.
Brian Lilly of Sun Media joins us every Friday at this time, and we all woke up to a surprise this morning, Brian. The QR codes are ready and downloadable if your birthday is at the early part of the year, up until the end of April, January to April, and Matt has already downloaded his, so there you go. Can't use it yet, but you can download it. Pretty good idea, I think, to phase it in and spread it out so we don't crash the system.
I obviously am not a good friend to Matt. I thought his birthday was in May. I didn't think
I'm worse. I had no idea when his birthday was, and I don't care.
Well, I want to try and download it, and we'll see. I've downloaded the photo previously, and that's saved on my phone, and I've got a paper copy in case I ever need it. But yeah, the QR code, setting it up so that it goes in stages, and I guess looking at this, I'll be able to download it on Sunday. The thinking is, and you'll hear more about this from the premier at about 11 o'clock this morning, the thinking is that they don't want to overload the system. And you remember what it was like every time they opened up new bookings for vaccines. People, you know, in the first several hours, oh my goodness, this system is crashing. I was on hold. That's what they don't want. So they're trying to limit it a little bit and say, we'll go in stages. As of Monday morning, I think it's 6 a.m., anybody can download. But they're trying to say, okay, let's keep it orderly, folks. Get in line. Get your vaccine certificate.
Yeah, I figure I'll download it when I need it. So going out to a restaurant next Thursday, okay, that's when I'll go download it. Do we know if businesses have to start using just the QR code right away, or can you use the other method?
My understanding is that even after the QR code is fully operational, that you can still use the other method. Look, they have to be able to allow people to use paper copies. Only 85% of adults have a smartphone. Then you consider teenagers. And I know a lot of teenagers do have smartphones, but a lot don't. And so if you're saying that anyone 12 and over has to show proof of vaccination, and you've got 15% of the population, at least without a smartphone, you have to allow the paper copy. There was also some concern.
Well, and very soon it'll be kids over five.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I don't know too many five-year-olds with their own iPhone or the latest Samsung Note.
They also probably shouldn't be going to a bar alone anyway. They should have their parents with them. With their code.
But when I went to pubs as a kid.
Exactly.
But wait a minute, that might be a cultural thing that you and I both experienced and not everyone did.
You're also very tall. I'm sure you stopped showing ID at about 9.
Maybe.
Yeah. So what's the premier going to talk about today? Just the QR code? Or is he going to clarify? There was some talk yesterday about vaccine mandates ending and sort of a date put on it, and then later in the day it was clarified, no, it'll come, but it'll be slow and gradual. I just think the minute you say on January the 1st it will be voluntary, then the last few holdouts will say, okay, I win, I'm going to wait till then.
So, there was a lot of confusion around that because there was some bad reporting, people just getting bad information from anonymous sources. And some of it turned out not to be true, like the announcement would happen today. No, he's coming out mostly to talk about QR codes, not the plan to exit the roadmap. My understanding is they're not going to talk about when vaccine mandates will end or the vaccine passport requirements. What they will talk about next week with their plan, and my understanding is the premier will address a bit of this, and if it's not his prepared remarks, believe me, there's going to be a lot of questions put to him on it. He will be asked about this plan, specifically the idea that it's safe to have 20,000 people at an NHL game, but not 20 people in a restaurant. Dr. Moore faced a lot of questions about that yesterday. He discussed how the issue around moving towards that. He wants to see data from Thanksgiving. He'll have that early next week. They're being cautious.
But I didn't realize until this morning, actually, that Quebec is in exactly the same spot. You can go to a full Habs game, but restaurants have limited capacity. We're not the only ones doing that.
Yeah, and you know, trying to get a straight answer from the government on why this is happening. I know when you and I talked the other day, you said that you discussed this with someone who said ventilation. Well, I raised that issue with the premier's office and with the health ministry, and they all looked at me as if, what are you talking about? So that's not their official.
Well, I wasn't the premier, and I know people know him personally. They know I know him personally. It wasn't him I talked to, but it was somebody else who, it wasn't ventilation specifically. It was that a lot of restaurants are very small, very old. The rooms don't, you know, there's ventilation is part of it, but you can have a lot of people crowded into an old house versus, you know, you go to pick any chain restaurant, you know, you go in, they're big buildings with modern systems. So there seemed to be some concern about that a restaurant where you're not wearing a mask at all, you're there for hours.
Yeah,
it was
maybe a little bit different.
But I didn't get the impression they thought there was a huge difference. They're kind of moving in steps, and there wasn't a big difference, so restaurants will come soon.
Yeah, my point was that they didn't really have a good answer. And, you know, someone had told you ventilation. Somebody else told me, well, there's outbreaks in restaurants. There's not really any data to back that up. So I think the government made this decision. They made it kind of slap-hazardly last week. They're still wearing it. It's still causing problems for them. And they didn't really have a good answer.
You know what I honestly think it is?
They don't have it today.
In the end, it's just, let's not open everything at once. Let's open something, see if that works, then open the next thing. And they don't want to admit that because it's really picking and choosing and making some very subtle differences between different kinds of industries that you're going to, obviously you can argue about, because you're right. Scientifically, I don't think there's a whole lot of difference. So I just think we need to, sooner than later, you know, enough people are vaccinated. If they have a vaccine mandate, why do I worry? I don't care if the restaurant is half full or full. Everyone in here is vaccinated. My risk of catching something is really low, and it's one we got to be able to live with.
Yeah, so we'll hear about that a lot later today. Over the next week, you're going to hear a lot about something I was writing about earlier this week, the vaccine mandates for healthcare workers, which is something that the biggest hospital down here in Toronto says they will impose next week, October 22nd. The mandate comes in for University Health Network. The week after that, November 1st, it comes in for the Ottawa Hospital. And I've been talking to both organizations to try and find out, okay, are you ready? Are you going to lose staff? Because Quebec just had to pull back from theirs. Nobody really wants to talk about that issue, and the Ottawa Hospital wasn't giving me information. So, but both Quebec and BC have pulled back from theirs, and the...
Well, that's, you know what's really dumb about that? Is, first of all, not recognizing that it might cause a staff shortage in the first place, but also, and putting patients' health in second place over, you know, I'd rather have less staff than staff that could be carrying this virus. But the other thing is, you just let them win. You just told them, we can't live without you. So they're still going to say, well, we're not getting vaccinated then. If they couldn't do it now, they can't do it a month from now. They can't shut us out.
The University Health Network did give me some numbers. And so end of September, they had about 750 unvaccinated or vaccination status unknown staff. That's down to just over 300. Not sure about the Ottawa Hospital. But in Quebec, which I think they're having a bigger problem with this than Ontario is, in Quebec, they were looking at having to shut down 35 operating rooms and 600 hospital beds. It doesn't make sense to say, okay, we're finally getting out of having to shut down healthcare capacity because of too many people with the virus in the hospitals, and then say, okay, now we're going to shut it down because we don't have enough staff. It's kind of cutting your nose off to spite your face. I hear what you're saying, but you also want to make sure that people are getting treatment. We don't want to go back to canceling surgeries or cancer treatments.
No, but on the other hand, if people are really a risk to your patients, then that's what you have to do, right? So it has to be one or the other.
BC, Quebec, and New York have all had difficulty. In New York, they've had to call in the National Guard. So, Ontario taking a bit more of a cautious approach, I'm not going to beat them up on, because we need those treatments to continue because of the huge backlog that we've already experienced.
Yeah, then they're not a big enough threat. So why threaten to fire them? That's the point, right? It's either potentially deadly or it's not. And you have to live with the decision one way or the other and test the hell out of those workers. The other question is, though, how do we get so many people who work in medicine who don't believe in medicine in the first place? Like longer term, we're probably better off without some of these people, that's for sure.
That part puzzles me. And you're a nurse. In the issue, my understanding is 99.9% of doctors are fully vaccinated, is the stat I've been told. And of course, there's always going to be a small amount that has an actual allergy to vaccines and can't get the vaccine. So they would have medical exemptions. But there's an awful lot of nurses, is my understanding, in every jurisdiction where they're just saying no. Part of their belief might be that they're healthy and they don't need it. But, I may oppose vaccine mandates for Jane, the data clerk, who's working out of her basement in Canada for the federal government. I might say, well, do you really need to do that? But when you're over someone on an operating table, cutting them open, yeah, I'm a bit more inclined to say, you better have your shot.
Yeah, especially when Jane can't get into a restaurant or a Sens game. So who's she a danger to working at home?
Yeah, she's pretty much at home ordering Uber Eats at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's made a choice that doesn't endanger other people because she's not going into work. But all right. Thank you, Brian. We'll wait to see what the premier has to say. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Brian Lilly of Sun Media. It's the Morning Rush.